What's up, guys? It's Yoba over here, trying to spread some love and some positivity. I know the recent months haven't really been going so well because of the epidemic that's been occurring. But honestly, this is to everybody. I know it's hard and a lot of people are struggling. Myself the same. I just hope that everyone can keep their heads up high and honestly look forward to the future, because I know that this isn't going to last long, and eventually we're all going to have to, you know, transition back into our normal daily lives. But until then, I hope you guys can keep your heads up high, you know, smile and look forward to the future. Don't worry, the lonely nights and the forever alone moments are eventually going to pass. But until then, let me distract you guys with some stories of my current or past jobs, because I think. They're mental. So I'd like to talk about when I worked for Boston Harbor Cruise as a deckhand, basically boat security. So for those who don't know what Boston Harbor Cruise is, basically a company that does ferries, they have taxis, they have charters and cruises, and basically, you know, things for people to go and have fun and like venture into the harbors of Boston. I'm not promoting, so if you guys think I'm promoting them, that's not the case. I'm just giving guys an insight of what I did during the summer. And so this story begins when I worked for Boston Harbor Cruise, as I said before, as a deckhand. But I would do some, the shifts that I would do is I would be posted for charters. And what a charter is basically a group or an individual would rent out a boat for a specific event. It didn't really matter what it was. And so the charter that I was on was for a wedding, which took place on an island, in one of the islands in the harbors of Boston. I don't know, I don't really remember, this was a while ago. So me and the crew, or the deckhands, I hate that name. So the outfits we had to wear was a white dress shirt, black pants, black shoes, and we would have like a golden name tag. Quite generic from the usual outfits we would have to wear on normal days that we weren't doing charters, which were khaki pants, boat shoes, and the company's logo, the shirts that they would give us. And so anyway, so one of the charters that I was on was going to an island to pick up people who just had a wedding. And so we're told that, you know, and at certain hours at night, no one's allowed to drink any alcoholic beverages. And so that's the rules. We were told that no one is allowed to get on the boat with any alcoholic beverages. And so the boat that we were on was called the Rendezvous, I'm not sure. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Who knows? So we'll just call this boat A. So we took boat A into the islands to go pick up our passenger. And so there's this one specific passenger. I don't know if he was drunk or wasted. I'm pretty sure he was. He came and he was like, "Yo, I'm gonna jump off this boat." Like, I don't know if he was having so much fun that common sense went right out the window, but he was threatening to jump off the boat. I'm like, "Yo, sir, what are you doing? Why are you trying to make my job difficult? Like, you're not allowed to do that. Like, your safety is my number one priority as any good employee. you know? And I'm like, yo, you can't do this. Like, please don't make my job harder. And like, I guess he was having so much fun. He was like, yo, oh, I'm about to jump off the boat. Yeah, I'm going to do this, da, da, da. I'm like, dude, you're not thinking straight, my guy. Like, what happened at this wedding that makes you think that you're invincible, you know? And so he's over there. Yeah, I'm about to jump off the boat, make a slam, whatever. And one of my crewmates, he's like, yo, if you attempt to jump off the boat, we will call the police and have you arrested. Man, the mention of the word police changed this man's mind so quick. He was like, I wasn't going to jump off anyway. I'm like, dude, you're like standing at the edge. Like, if you slip and you get hurt, like, we're liable for you. I don't know what he was trying to do, be cool or whatnot, but he was a straight idiot. And then another incident happened where anyone who tried to come on the boat with a beverage, we had a trash bin next to the staircase, or we had this long staircase that it was like a rail walk, or I don't know what you call it, but it's like really long, and you basically, for people to come on your boat from the dock, we would like push it out there, so it was like a stand for them to walk on. So we had a trash bin by there, and we're like, anyone with an open cup with an alcoholic beverage needs to throw it away right away. No alcoholic beverages at all. And so this dude comes and we're like, what's in there? He's like, oh, it's water. And my, I think one of my supervisors comes and takes the cup, smells it, and like, this isn't water, and throws it in the trash. Man, this, you should have saw the disappointment in the dude's face. It's like, dang, I could have gotten away with it. I'm like, dude, you just heard us give an announcement that you're not supposed to bring any alcoholic beverage. That's like, I think it's called maritime law, that after a certain hour, you're not supposed to be drinking any alcohol. Don't quote me on it. You guys look it up, do the research, and then let me know. So we're like, yo, did you not just hear us say that you can't bring any drinks whatsoever? No alcoholic drinks? And he's like, I wanted to try my luck. I'm like, what? We're literally here standing inspecting it. Where the hell did you think you were going to hide it? And like, it's just crazy, the reason with people who are just insane. Just insane. And then another incident happened where it was the... we have brunch cruises, and so the brunch cruises are definitely held on the rendezvous. So it's basically you get there in the morning and we take you out into the harbor, and there's like a narrator that talks about the harbor and like describes it and always talks about the Boston Tea Party, this and that, and it's a brunch cruise, because it's a brunch cruise and people are there, they're having breakfast and whatnot. And so there was this couple, and they were late, and I don't know, because we usually have people to check, we have workers to check the people for their tickets, and so there's this couple who got cleared, and I'm like, yo, why did you clear them? Because our rule was, once we bring in, like, the railway, no one can cross, like, no one can get on the boat, like, you basically just missed your bus. And so, like, they're running, and I'm standing by the door, I'm like, yo, what are these people doing? What the heck are they about to attempt? And before I knew it, they leaped from the dock onto the boat, and, like, one of them almost fell. I'm like, yo, what the hell are you guys doing? Like, imagine if you guys fell. We would have been held liable for your stupid mistakes, you know? And you're like, you guys definitely should not have been left, let, like, through there. And I'm like, yo, what kind of recklessness is this? Like, what happened in your life that made you become this way? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And, like, oh man, these stories just go on and on and on and on. And it's like, the point of this is like, yo, like, don't risk your life over dumb decisions. Like, I understand that dumb decisions can make funny stories. That only happens if you're still alive to tell that story. Like, I just don't understand what a lot of people are thinking sometimes. Like, I don't think they are thinking sometimes. But like, yo, like, your recklessness not only puts you at harm, it puts everyone in the surrounding area at harm, you know? So I would just love for people to just think before they did anything. Let me tell you another story of how reckless people are. This was when I was with my coworker, because I was doing security, and he was like, there's this dude that's like coming by, and he's literally taking cigarette butts out of the trash and smoking it. I'm like, what the heck? Like, why are you doing that? Especially what's happening, like what's recently happening with the epidemic. Like, why are you putting your mouth on cigarette butts? Like, that's so unclean. And we're like, dude, you gotta get out of here, bro, because you're looking kind of crazy, bro. And bro, it just doesn't make sense sometimes the way people act. Like, you just have to stand there. It's like, yo, is this real life? Is this actually happening? And it's like, it's crazy, because in some moments, in some instances, you just don't know what to do, because you're like, wow, I can't believe this person is actually doing this. Something that I would never do in a million years. Like, that's just insane, buddy. Like, that's crazy. Man, I could go all day with stories about people doing the most ridiculous things, but I don't think I have a lot of time to tell you that. So that's pretty much it. Those are just a few instances of people just being reckless, 100% reckless. And if you guys want to hear more, make sure you guys tune in, you know, show your love, show your support, you know, share it to all your friends and family. Make sure they hear this good news too, because honestly, my job is to distract you right now from everything that's going on, you know. Have something to listen to, you know, that you're not constantly sitting in your room just thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and just driving yourself insane. So yeah, thank you guys for listening, and this is Very Unique.